Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Sosi, and it's our final day here in Indy. We've been reporting over the combine for the past few days now, and finally the day has come to an end here. And just a couple of takeaways. What did we learn about being here? You pretty much covered the pro aspect of it. I kind of focused more on some of the prospects. I'll let you kick it off. What's your biggest takeaway from this week?
Jackie, my biggest takeaway, number one, is the scale of this event, how much bigger it's become over the course of time, but also how much more difficult it seems for the NFL evaluators to truly gauge players' personalities in particular. That's the area that some GMs have talked about a lot the last couple of days. It's really the most difficult, getting to know the essence of the person in just 15 or 20 minutes or so, the time they have, to really try to peel back the layers of those individuals. We know about their football abilities from what the coaches and scouts and GM see on tape, what we see out here with the times that they run and the results of their competitions. But it's getting to know the people and trying to make these critical decisions when you're investing so much time and money in these players, and ultimately whether they succeed or not, it's based in large part on the character, of course.
Well, to your point, I definitely got to know a couple of the players, and two guys who stood out for me who seemed like guys that you would literally run into in the Patriots locker room. They just spoke about so many things that the Patriots preach about week after week. And on the offensive side, it's running back Terrence McGee out of LSU. And he says that he operates by the running back by committee approach at LSU. Wasn't heavily involved in the offense, but he knows Stephen Ridley pretty well. He sounds like he's a good decision maker with the ball in his hands, but he understands that you have to be versatile. You have to be willing to contribute in every aspect of the game. You have to be good at special teams, and he seems like he really understands that pretty well. Also, on the other side of the ball, cornerback Byron Jones from UConn, same exact thing. A very good understanding of the defense. You have to be a versatile player. You have to be willing to contribute in all aspects. Both of those guys sound like they could be Patriots. Of course, there's no telling at this point, but two guys who really stuck out to me here.
And I think the interesting thing about what you just said ties into my point, too, because so many of these guys are so well prepared now, not only physically, but intellectually and emotionally for the questions they face. They're selling themselves.
Right.
It's a job interview for them. And so many are hitting on the same points that you just accentuated with those two particular guys, trying to capture the interest of all these teams, including the Pats, of course.
So it is our final day in Indy, but there will be plenty of coverage right here at Patriots.com leading up to the draft. As you know, football never stops, but that'll do it for Bob and myself for now, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.